Joe, last match coming up on Sunday away to Clermont Auvergne. How disappointed are you to be leaving?
Look, obviously, I think this is a fantastic team full of great footballers. Highlighted by the result last weekend and the previous weekend against Cardiff. It's always sad to be leaving a good organisation that has its act together and it's heading in the right direction with fantastic footballers. I suppose that's been the key to everything, that the opportunities I've been given is working with some really good guys and helping them get better at what they do and seeing them flourish. Look, not because of me, obviously, because they're a good bunch anyway, but they work really hard, and it's sort of quite a dream job, but getting home is also pretty important.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned some of those players who flourished, and you've noticed such developments, I'm sure, over the time you've been at Ulster. How pleasing has that been? How pleasing has it been, especially some of the younger guys coming through the systems?
Yeah, to see how they've... Look, it's really good to see the Kyle McCalls, the Kieran Treadwells, you know, the Brett Heron, just some of the new guys that have come through and guys that we've worked with and worked hard with. Developing and building the depth of any organisation is really important. And as you can see, that injuries can occur and a lot of injuries can occur, and you can't call games off because of injuries. You've got to make sure that there's always someone there to step up and take a role and take a position. And that's what our job is. Our job is to make sure that we're developing the right sort of players to step up and make sure that we're able to continue to achieve the same results and keep the momentum rolling.
Well, I want to take you back, Joe, to when you arrived at Ulster. What did you make of the setup and the infrastructure there?
Second to none. I think that Ulster Rugby has got it right. The new stadium, the new offices, the gymnasium, the pathway from the academy into the senior team, the staff members that they have employed, it just points in one direction. It points to the direction of success, and obviously that's eluded us for a little while, but it's not far off. I think this current group of players, like obviously, you know, having Rory and Trimby come back from a fantastic Ireland team that achieved something that not many teams have been able to achieve, beating the big three Southern Hemisphere teams in a year, and that influence and success will rub off on players in the organisation, and I think that you'll see some special things happen.
And how much, you mentioned the Irish setup there, how much has Ulster played a role in ensuring the strength of Ireland's performances, obviously against New Zealand recently in Chicago and so on?
Yeah, you look at the development of Paddy in those games. Obviously, Trimby and Bestie give you what they always give you, and the use of Luke Marshall, the use of Stewie Olding, and I know not so much Stewie McCluskey, Jared Payne, like it's nearly having a complete back line that has worn the green, led by Ruan at number nine, is you know, they're fantastic athletes to work with.
Yeah. What have been some of your best memories then, Joe?
Look, winning on the weekend was unbelievable. We everybody knows that Clermont's got a budget, and some people would be comparing apples with oranges, but at the end of the day, we came out victors. Winning home and away against Toulouse last year, again, they came across with the same reputation, and leaving them scoreless at Kingspan and then beating them back on their home dirt were probably some of my fondest memories. Yeah.
Different kettle of fish away this weekend from the result at the Kingspan as well.
Look, of course, I look at it this way. The bookies had us to lose by 2 points last week, and we won by seven. So they've got us to lose by 10 points this week, so we should win by 19.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, just get your calculators out. You might be able to work that one out.
Do you think the last couple of results, of course, the result against Cardiff in the Pro 12, away there, result at the Kingspan is Saturday, do you think they signal a turning point in the season after a poor run of form?
They do. Look, at the end of the day, the run of form before the Cardiff game was we should have beaten Munster. Obviously, up 14-0 and losing that game by a point was disappointing and made us realise that what we're doing isn't good enough. And then going to Edinburgh and clearly showing ourselves and our fans that level of rugby was unacceptable. We had to lament on that for 3 weeks. during the break and during the test window, and then we had to lament on it for another week when the Zebra game was called off. And it just made us realise, I think it really hardened our resolve as to that's not what we want to deliver. And we went to Cardiff, we went away, and we got the 5 points, which was great for us, and backed it up. I think, yes, it is. It's a good turning point for this team. We're playing a different brand of football. We're playing a little bit more towards the opposition defensive line and putting pressure on them, and quite enjoying it. There's a lot of the boys are happy with what they're doing, and I think while they enjoy what they're doing, they're going to do it in the right sort of ways.
Yeah. Well, as you head off, what would be your advice in general to the team as they look to push forward and win some silverware this season?
Look, I say this to most of the professional teams I leave with, and I won't take much of your time here, but it's sometimes people feel like they're going to be remembered by how many games they've played. Like, will Rory be remembered for his 100th Test cap for Ireland, or will he be remembered as the captain that won 3 really important games this year? I know which one he'll be remembered for. It'll be the 3 games.
Mm-hmm.
I think my advice to most professional footballers and those at Ulster is, don't worry about the games you play. It's the results. It's big results that people will remember you by.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend is a big game. And when we win this game, whether you've played 2 games for Ulster or you've played 150 games for Ulster, that will be insignificant. It's winning this game that will make you the person you need to be. So it's about what we do is about winning. We don't want to hide that point, and winning these important games is what will make people remember you.
Yeah, absolutely. What's been Les's impact, obviously working with him during your time here at Ulster Rugby? How much of a difference has he made?
Look, Les is a passionate worker. He loves what he does, and that enthusiasm rubs off onto other people, and he's just love for the game permeates right through the whole group. Mm-hmm. His enthusiasm permeates right through the whole group. He keeps people up, so he will continue to do that and continue to make sure that this team delivers the success it needs to deliver.
A lot's been made of this recently with some of the international results, and of course the way that the European club teams are starting to play, including Ulster. Have you noticed a shortening of the gap between Northern and some Southern Hemisphere sides in the way that they play their rugby?
Yeah. Look, I do. I think people are becoming really positive about this game and about moving the ball. You saw that on the weekend. 9 tries in not such good conditions. But the emphasis of the play and what coaches and players want to do is they don't want to be caught up in a grueling set-piece, line-out maul scrum game. People want to play rugby. People want to show that they've got skills to offload and run through holes and have continuity in this game. But I also truly believe it's got a lot to do that the grounds now are improving. Even though there is a bit of a wet, sometimes we're playing on the plastic 3G, 4G, it opens, it makes the game more viable to open rugby. And I think that's a real difference between both hemispheres. In the Southern Hemisphere, we have harder grounds with lusher grass. We don't get mud. We don't get the rain and the conditions that you get up here. So it's conducive to open play. But I think that is definitely filtering in up further up north. But more not the grounds are helping, but I think just the mentality of the players as well.
Yeah. Well, how excited are you for the challenge at Western Force?
Look, really excited. This is it's a fantastic team. They've put together a really good roster. They've been disappointing in the last couple of years. There's been a lot of talk about the Western Force being kicked out of Super Rugby as well. Because of their performance.
Yeah.
So our focus, we don't have 2 years to rebuild at this place. We have to get success and get results straight away. So I've normally been put into troubleshooting positions, and this is probably another one that I'm working in. But I don't see this as a troubleshooting position, because when I look at the players we have available, there is no reason why we can't be winning games and getting to the playoffs at the end of this tournament. Obviously, playing against the best in the world, you're playing against all the All Blacks in their 5 provinces.
Yeah.
you know, all the Springboks in their five provinces. You're going to Argentina, you're going to Japan. A fair bit of travel involved, but it's a new challenge and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and are you excited to be getting a bit of heat over Christmas?
First Christmas home in 7 years, so
nice.
I'm probably more excited about being with my family.
Yeah,
at a pretty special time of the year, and obviously I'll miss this family, but I won't say goodbye for good because I'm sure I'll be back to visit someday.
Good, yeah. Well, this family will certainly miss you, yeah, and no, all the very best.
No, thanks, Simon. Appreciate it.
Cheers.